Ageism. It can strike anyone as early as age 40, and it can be as harmful as racism or sexism. Federal and state laws say employers cannot consider your age in deciding if you should be hired, fired, retired, promoted, or whatever. But the laws are widely violated. The number of workers filing legal complaints of age discrimination has been growing steadily. Between 2007 and 2008, the number grew by 30% to nearly 25,000 cases. And it's clear that the actual number of older workers discriminated against is way higher than that. It's expected to get even worse as the number of older workers continues to grow. Poor economic conditions are forcing more workers of retirement age to seek jobs rather than retire. And that means more older workers face discrimination by employers who prefer younger workers. They can be paid less than older workers, seniority, and they're usually less demanding because of their inexperience and eagerness to secure a foothold. Employers also are greatly influenced by the myths about older workers. The widely held assumption that as workers age, their productivity declines, for example, is simply not true on a general basis. As a matter of fact, studies show that among white-collar workers, those 45 or older produce more than their younger counterparts, thanks to their greater experience and knowledge. Among blue-collar workers, there is no real difference in output between the young and the old. Older workers also have lower, not higher, rates of absenteeism than younger workers. They have fewer on-the-job accidents, and they have at least as great a capacity to learn new skills required by new technology. What's more, older workers generally are more stable and dependable. They show more satisfaction with the jobs, and they hold them much longer, if they're allowed to. Yet despite those and other compelling facts, the right of older workers to protection from ageism is still treated as a second-class civil right. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.